September 5, 1908. As the creature changes, she feels the different effects of the presence of God. I was speaking with the confessor, and he was saying, how terrible it will be to see God indignant. This is so true, that on the day of judgment, the wicked will say, mountains, bury us, destroy us, that we may not see the face of God indignant. And I was saying, in God there cannot be indignation, but rather, it is according to the state of the soul. If she is good, the divine presence, his qualities, his attributes, attract her whole self within God, and she is consumed with the desire to immerse herself completely in God. If she is bad, his presence crushes her, drives her away from him. And in seeing herself rejected and not feeling within her any seed of love toward a God so holy, so beautiful, while she is so ugly and bad, the soul would rather get rid of his presence, if possible even by destroying herself. So, in God there is no mutation, but rather, we experience different effects according to how we are. Afterwards, I thought to myself, how much nonsense I said. Then, while I was doing the meditation during the day, he came for just a little and told me, my daughter, it was well said, I do not change, but it is the creature that feels the different effects of my presence, as she changes. In fact, how can one who loves me ever fear, if she feels my whole being flow within her and form her very life? Can she ever fear my sanctity, if she takes part in sanctity itself? Can she ever be ashamed of my beauty, if she keeps trying to embellish herself ever more in order to please me and to be like me? She feels the whole of the divine being, all of it, flow in her blood, in her hands, in her feet, in her heart and mind, in such a way that it is something that belongs to her, it is fully her own. And how can it fear or be ashamed of itself? This is impossible. Ah! My daughter, it is sin that casts so much disorder into the creature, that she reaches the point of wanting to destroy herself so as not to bear my presence. On the day of judgment it will be terrible for the wicked. Not seeing any seed of love in themselves, but rather, hate toward me, my justice imposes on me to not love them. And the persons who are not loved, one does not want to keep around, and one makes use of some means to drive them away. I will not want to keep them with me, and they will not want to stay, we will shun each other. Love alone is that which unites everything and makes all happy.